At one time we were doing it until almost 1 o'clock and all the Australians log on.
Did we? I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Why on earth were we up that late living?
I don't. We just were yibber gabbering.
I mean, that I can see. Yeah, for sure.
Let's see if there's any Europeans on tonight.
No.
It's the next day for them. So
yes, for real. All right. Well, let's kick off, shall we?
Let's get it on. You're listening to MLVC, the Madonna podcast, your place for all things Madonna Louise, Veronica Ciccone. Hi, everybody. It's Liberty.
Hey, everybody.
It's Ben.
Hey, everybody. It's Stefan, your unofficial celebration tour correspondent. Today on the show, we are welcoming Hunter. Hunter is a young guest who we met in Austin, Texas, and was gracious enough to help us, enable us to watch the live tonight. As you all know, Madonna just finished performing her very final celebration tour performance, although it was not their technical end of the tour. It was the end of the tour. So I just had to do this real quick. I know the tour is over, but I think I'm getting ready for the depression. I really didn't feel emotional last night. I know everybody else did, but I didn't feel emotional because it was like it had already ended for me. Like when you know someone's dying, you have to make your peace before they die. I've done this with close friends of mine. I make my peace with it before it happens so I don't get really hurt. And then when it happens, it's like I don't feel anything, but I know I'll feel something later. I just don't know when that's going to be. I guess it's a protection device. I hope I'm in a safe place when it happens. End scene. That was my dramatic reading of the opening monologue of Truth or Dare. I had to do it. It's the last end of the tour. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, we are here to discuss that fantastic broadcast that hopefully everyone was able to watch. We are not going to get into the debacle shit show of VPNs and Global Play and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Thankfully, Hunter found a bootleg pirate link that he was able to send to us because VPNs were not working and Global Play was crashing and not available and blah, blah, blah. So we were all able to watch. Hopefully, everybody else was able to watch. Hunter, since you're our guest, what did you think of tonight's broadcast?
I thought it was great. I really did. I thought she did a fantastic job. I thought she looked amazing. She did the sound. I mean, especially listening to like Die Another Day with how she tweaked her voice with that voice coder. I mean, it just blew me away from anything we've had on our cell phones or the little bit that the tour's given out. I thought it was just amazing. It really was. It was really well done for the Rio show.
Liberty, what did you think overall?
Oh my gosh. I mean, that was, it was incredible. There's no way to say, like, I have no words for how amazing she looked. I have no words for how happy she appeared. There were sounds that I'd not heard lives, like in person. So, I'm gonna need more, again, days to process all of this, all the feelings I'm feeling right now.
Yeah. Ben, what about you? What do you think overall?
Well, I think I texted you. It was a kind of a full circle moment for me because it took me back to listening to the final show of Blonde Ambition on the radio back in 1990. And this had that same feeling, but like in the future where, you know, I'm sitting here at home and watching it with amazing audio. That was my biggest takeaway, is how good the audio quality was and all the things you didn't hear in the live show that you heard. Like we must have been on the one or the A line mics. Like that was crazy. The feed, like so insane.
Yeah.
And just, I love the addition of music. I still stand by my original review that my favorite section is the Red 90 section, and Erotica and Justify to Hung Up is just like the bomb. I love it. It's so wonderful. So yeah, she sounded amazing on You Thrill Me. Just crazy. Mm-hmm. And I also would like to point out, because I'm monitoring the chat, we're up to almost 200 people.
Nice.
There are people here from Belgium, Scotland, England, New Zealand, Australia, wow. Spain. Somebody just said it's 5 a.m. in Ireland.
And you're just looking for the after party. Well, I am welcome.
Shocked. Y'all are still and awake. God bless.
Yeah, people are still awake. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, how can you go to bed after watching that? It's not like you like, you know, it's like totally, bitch and Madonna. And totally. Then it's like, okay, Nina, you know, like I, yeah. I need a little bit to decompress, which is why we're all doing this.
Here, Canada, Trinidad, Houston, like Vancouver, Florida. Okay, Argentina is in the house, Orlando, Texas. Okay, people are literally Italy, Mexico, North Carolina, Brussels. We're international.
Oh my
tonight.
God, that's
Madonna,
amazing. Well, well
she
hello,
brings the
everyone.
People together.
Yeah, welcome absolutely. To the welcome to the live. Thank you for joining us. Yes, I will echo what all three of my fine co-partners said today is that sound was amazing. Like mm-hmm. I had, I've seen the show 7 times in person, and there were things tonight that I had never heard before,
yep.
such as the fact that she was underlying "I Want Your Love" by Chic during the door scene with her and Bob at Danceteria. Like I didn't know that was the song that was playing, and I was yep. like, "Oh my God, it's so clear." Things like little sounds, layers of it. Honestly, I'm putting this request out there right now. Someone please post a link
Leak
to
them.
The audio from that show immediately. I need that as like a just to have. It looked fantastic. Jonas did a fantastic job at directing it. I think the official tour film that they're going to put out is going to have some high bar to
yeah.
because that is one of the finest films of a tour that she's had. Like it was perfect. There were yep. a couple little like far away stuff or they cut away at a certain time where I was like, no.
Yeah. There was some
go back.
Little like, didn't mean to go to that camera or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But just, I think
yeah.
that's
it's live.
Comes with
you
the
know,
live.
That happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
But can we talk about how, oh, sorry.
I just was going to mumble like crazy because I'm speechless. So I have so many things I want to say, but nothing in order. So
I just wanted to shout out, because I know a lot of people feel the same way, that how much we got to see her, that we got to see her face and we got to see her acting while she sang. Yes,
she was serving it up today.
Yes.
Like I yeah. Looked amazing. Okay, so I want to ask, so Hunter, Celebration Tour, was your first time you'd ever seen Madonna live, correct?
Yes, it was.
So
yes.
You'd only seen Madonna wow. on like tour films up until seeing her.
Correct.
What were your thoughts seeing Madonna in person and then also seeing the tour again tonight?
More energy. You only can have so much energy when you're just sitting there watching it on your phone or watching it on a computer. You know, I mean, Sticking Sweet, you can kind of dance to, but the rest of them, you know, there's not as much energy. And then you go to live and you meet all these incredible people and your seatmates and everything. And you get to talk about it and you have this little convention almost with her. And then you have that special moment with her, that one-on-one moment with her, with whatever your favorite song is. I just think seeing it in person is just a totally different animal than watching the film on the internet. But tonight it was, that was pretty well done. You know, there was no quick edits. There was no like special effects added to it, which I really appreciated. It was just the cameras on her or the crowd, which was the big difference versus like Rebel Heart, when there's just so many extra things added in Rebel Heart versus
yeah.
this, you got to see her all at once.
So you texted me while we were watching what you said you were taking some notes. What are some of the notes you took?
Let's
just
see.
In random order, shout them out.
Well, one of the things that I noticed was when Bob first came up and he started speaking, he like started telling her story. Like there was no crowd reaction, 'cause I don't think many of them knew English. I just thought that was kind of funny. There wasn't anything. They let her swear on TV too, which was I didn't think that was going to happen. And then the other thing too, she had her girls in. I noticed that she had the girls in on just her uppers. I thought she looked great in Vogue, the Vogue blue, and then she came
that
out.
That blue was okay. Let's pause for a second. That blue looked fantastic.
Absolutely.
I mean, it popped in that lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Just the gem that she is, because wow, like it made her just gleam. Like
I thought, you know, blue is such a royal color, and I thought right. That was very fitting for her. It looked her very regal, very just like. Yeah, it was
carnival. Like that's the look. I mean, that's this sort of over the top, beautiful, bright, bold colors, you mm-hmm. know, I maybe would have liked even more feathers or something, mm-hmm. you know, like a headdress mm-hmm. even, like she could have gone wild with that look, but it was stunning.
And I know that Liberty in our little chat, we were talking about how the wig looked a little less coiffed than it has in the past. And I was wondering, I'm like, well, maybe that's just because it's humid in Rio. I mean, she is on the beach, mm-hmm. you know, far be it from that wig to actually hold up on the beach. But I actually kind of liked it. It was giving very like blonde ambition, Chanelta side, you know, side swoop, because it was kind of like a little less curled, a little less. So I'm happy that the wig, she looked beautiful. Like I just can't get over that. I was like, holy moly,
right.
How
I mean,
beautiful she looked.
Well, the rehearsal images that people had, because obviously the pre stuff leading up to this was just people posting their, you know, those who are there on the ground have been posting and sharing, you know, rehearsal footage and shots from the big screens as they tested them. And she wasn't wearing the wigs for that. And I was like, wait, is this gonna maybe be a different look? Which I actually really appreciated. I thought she looked so hot with no wig. And then we kind of all kind of did a back and forth, you know, Ben prefers or likes the wig, where I was like, nah, we can lose it. I don't need it. I did like how it started to look like next morning kind of, you know, hair.
A little tousled, post-orgy.
Exactly.
You know.
it gave more to the story, I think, about that, you know, just that element from me.
Yeah. What were some of your favorite moments, Hunter?
Well, Die Another Day was my favorite, of course. I thought it just sounded great. Don't Tell Me also was pretty good. I like the 2000s. That was pretty fun for me.
Yeah.
So probably that section.
Was there anything that you saw tonight that you liked, like in terms of like being able to see it now in professional footage, that you were like, oh my God, I have a greater appreciation for that?
The holiday scene, because I didn't understand what they're saying when they're talking up there. When she's trying to get in the club, I'm like, I have no idea what she's saying, and I can't hear it on the recorded footage either. So I was like, that I really enjoyed, because then I could really hear what the dialogue was supposed to be and how she got in, and then holiday starts. That was probably the best audio portion for me.
What about you, Ben?
I mean, none of my highlights changed from when I saw it. It's still Live to Tell, Erotica. Okay, I did miss Mother and Father, as you two know.
I'm surprised she cut that out.
Well, they had to make space for that music performance somewhere, and I kind of dug that. That was fun. Like the rhythm section on the percussion, that was really nice. I wish she would have done more with Pablo, but I mean, Brazilian pride, it was just on display. So yeah, I didn't miss the flying box.
Yeah.
I liked the park bench and the callback to In This Life, which opens that section, and how she kept looking back like at the street lights because it was like that. She kind of did something like that in Girly Show, but she kind of made it a little more theatrical this time with like looking back at the light that was stage right. Yeah, I liked it. I really liked that switch up.
Yeah. And Liberty, what did you see anything tonight that you were like, oh, I didn't, that's actually better.
I mean, hey, she did a freaking somersault backflip, whatever that was, during Ray of Light. I was like, yeah, there we go.
Right.
That's sort of a hearken to the reinvention headstand. I liked that. And then she gets up and she's like, yeah, she's got a cool look on. besides that, you know, the music was a big highlight. I almost felt a little like the Vogue section fell a little for me. I don't know why, but the other bits that I liked was I finally heard Angel in the Michael Jackson part at the very end. I never oh, really? Heard that Angel was there. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I've been not paying as close.
You were too emotional by that point. You were just a weepy mess at the end of the show, so you always missed it. Yeah, I think I just, when the show started, I literally was smiling for the first three numbers because just to hear the Brazilians singing to every single word and how massive that crowd was. Like, I don't know how many people were in attendance tonight, but that looked amazingly huge. And I had to laugh because people were posting pictures of the crowds for the rehearsals the last two nights. People were saying, they're like, you're calling Madonna not relevant, and yet the rehearsals for this show are packing more people than your faves' actual concerts are. So, like, who's not relevant, you know? And I just thought, yeah, like, God bless her. She's not supporting a new album, and yet here she is packing the beaches of Rio de Janeiro with, like, over a million, almost 2 million people. Who knows? Like, it's
yeah. How
phenomenal.
Can they count that? Right? Like, is there someone at, like, at Costco with the clicker? Like, because I think after a while that wouldn't work anymore. It was also so cool when the drones are kind of going over the crowd and you see there's the beach and it's just that really looks so magical. I can't even imagine what that might have been like in person. You know, La Isla Bonita on the beach. And I know it from all of the pre-show stuff, it sounds like the Brazilians really like that show. I mean, that song, La Isla Bonita. I don't know if you guys caught that from the little like videos that were coming in advance. And I don't speak Portuguese. I was just interpreting loosely with my, with the languages that I do know. I know French and I can speak some Spanish. So I was catching things here and there, but, yeah, they seem to like La Isla Bonita a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was wonderful. I can see why.
Yeah, I know. It's so what since the tour is over, what do we think's next for Madonna? What's I mean, I honestly it hasn't really hit me yet that this is the end. Like as I was watching the show and I thought, "Oh my God, like this tour has been with us for so many months and it's really been so wonderful to be able to have so many people on the show and talk about it. And it's kind of weird to think that it's actually over. And I was thinking, wow, how momentous that must be for her and for the dancers to, you know, for the crew, for all of them right now, like how otherworldly I'm sure this experience has been. And for them to have it end on such a grand note.
Yeah.
That must just be awe-inspiring and amazing. And I love that Gaio Siri was there today.
Yeah. I hope that everybody in Brazil wasn't too unhappy that Anita and her did not do Faz Gostoso, but we got a really good, you know, pumped, a very expressive Anita on the, at the Vogue judge seat with the, dancers interaction. She was very like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do Faz Gostoso because I figured if they were going to have Anita there that they were going to do that and they didn't. But not many other than music, no big surprises. So.
Yeah. And music sounded fantastic. Like I need that now. I need all the studio versions right now.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming someone's already ripped the video and it will be online somewhere as well. Liberty, talk to me about the t-shirt you're wearing.
So this is a, let's see, I don't know how far.
It's a very scary looking. It's almost let's like, what is it? Dios de la Muerta. What is it?
Dia de los Muertos. Well, no, I don't know. It's just, you know, this image is,
It's a Madame X image, mm-hmm. Madonna, very Mother Mary,
yeah,
sort of very like biblical. It's a like a rebel heart, Madame X,
kind of like a Bloody Mary look. Yeah. But at the bottom, it's got the lyric "When you call my name," it's like a little prayer, and I just like it so much because you know my husband, he's kind of a metal guy, and so it like now very, we match, yeah. You know.
Except yeah, you could wear that to like a death metal show and people would be like, yeah, rock on.
Exactly. I'll fit in. But my friend procured this for me at one of the Mexico shows. I was so jealous that I couldn't go because all that bootleg merch, like, to die for.
Mm-hmm. Well, and look, now it's pink and black. I love it. It's beautiful.
So cute.
What did we think of the Brazil merch? Did we think Mexico did the bootleg merch better or Brazil? I kind of didn't see a lot. I did like those Brazil t-shirts that I posted. The one of her face with just the blonde hair. I thought I was like, I need, give me some of that. But
a lot of people in the crowd wearing that in the pre-show too. Mm-hmm. Those black t-shirts with the, yeah.
With the cones, like there was the other ones too that I think Vision Aaron posted. He was like, I got to get myself one of those, which I just think is so rad when, you know, even the crew is like, got to get me one of those bootleg shirts because, I mean, obviously I promise Madonna official, I promise I buy the merch, the real merch.
Yeah, of course.
Don't worry. But I loved, you know, when the art is arting, you know, I just feel like, you know, you've got to pick it up. And
yeah. Hunter, what, did you get any parking lot t-shirts in Austin or did you get any merch at Austin?
No, I just got this up in Dallas. Lucid Dream sweatshirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's all I got. Was just
not a t-shirt fan, huh?
No, I didn't get any t-shirt. I got the poster too. That was the other merch I got.
Well, you can wait because remember, it'll go. I know you're a poor college student, so you got to save some money. Just wait.
Right.
After graduation. You know, yeah. Like when you're working your summer job. Are you a pilot yet? I know you're trying to pilot.
I'm a flight instructor. Yeah, I teach.
Okay, so do a couple extra side lessons and then wait for the sale on the website, and you can buy a couple t-shirts. You know.
Yeah. Right. Just like that.
Hunter, I got to say, knowing that you're a flight instructor and you do have a license to fly, WTF, why did you not take us in a private jet down to Rio? I mean, come on.
No, I should have. I really
should have. You could have just rounded us up. And
I was just going to say that too. Round it up. I was just going to round you guys up, fly to all your cities.
Yeah, MLVC road trip. We could have just we could have just like gotten one of those like planes that lands on water and we could have sat in the beach, watched it, and then we could have been on our way home now, you know, living from the plane or something.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? Next tour.
Yeah, next time.
Tour we'll do it. Next,
you
next
can't
tour
see
we'll
my background. Maybe I am on a private jet right now. Nobody can
That's
see
true.
My background.
Nobody That's knows true. Because I saw a lot of boats were in the marina too there, or that bay there, which I thought was kind of cool. All the super yachts and stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought that had to be a fun way to celebrate. And there's people on top of the buildings too. I saw they showed as they. Mm-hmm. I was like, that had to be cool too to see it from way up high.
Yeah, because there's screens all the way along the beach. So really, I mean, and with the light show, honestly, to see it from that distance would also be really spectacular just because you're getting to observe that, how the lighting worked. Because I mean, I didn't see the tour in person from a different position than close to the stage. And I know that that's maybe a problem I need to address, is that I cannot not be front row, but I don't know if the lighting was that spectacular from a distance inside the arena.
It was.
I was appreciating how they had, like, during Die Another Day, they had the laser lights coming way, way back in the audience and going up into the air. So it was like, oh, they really thought about the screens on both sides, all those different sections all the way back. Like, that,
right.
It was so thoughtful. Like, so even if you were so far back, she just looked like a wish in the wind, right? You still could watch the screen and hang out with people and just have a good time.
Yeah.
I was fascinated though that her speech, the long speech, she didn't get deep. She kind of kept to the point and mm-hmm. like moved on. I was like, oh, okay. I was expecting like something weepy, but maybe because she knew it was on TV, she was keeping it.
Maybe the control.
Well, keeping I think also she did get deep for the Mexico show.
Oh, she did. Yeah.
Yeah. So the people that were there, you know, they said that her last, that last filmed show that she went there with that speech. And I guess she knows that the tour film will have that. So for Rio with that many people, she kept it a little lighter.
God, I wanted to have the speech from Detroit. That it was so, I mean, she talked too long. They'll never put it in the film, but God, it was good. It was so good.
I was worried she wasn't going to remember to tell them to turn on their lights, because I really wanted to see everybody. Like, I wanted to see the cell phone lights for like a mile, you know, because that just looked how, I don't know how long that was, but there were a lot of lights.
Yeah, so it looks beautiful. Yeah, I can't wait to see pictures and videos from people who were in attendance at the show. It's got to be amazing. And I wonder how long it'll take for people to like clear out of that area, you know? Like,
I mean, they're probably still all there partying, because look, I mean, I know very minimal about Brazilian culture, but they love to party. That much I know. They are spirited folk. So
maybe they'll be there until they'll watch the sun come up, you know?
Yeah, celebrate it. They're probably standing outside of the Copacabana right now yelling Madonna, Madonna, Madonna over and over. She couldn't sleep there for sure. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I wonder how fast they're going to clear out of Rio.
Oh, she's on her plane on her way home to New York, where she wants to be already. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. You're talking about Hunter giving you a private flight. She's the one on a private jet on her way back to New York.
Like, I did seriously. Think about that. During the performance, I was like, well, I wonder if like her assistants or whoever are over back at the hotel, like packing up all of her, you know, undies that smell or whatever, everything's got to be put in the bag. And I just have these weird thoughts sometimes about those things. But I hope that she's feeling happy. I imagine they're having a party. Don't you think they're partying tonight?
Probably.
I mean, one would think they would have an official rap party, but you also wonder if she's just like, okay, like honestly, I thought they were going to, instead of her sinking down at the end of Bitch and Madonna underneath the stage, I thought there was going to be this, like, some rope from a helicopter that just descends and she just reaches up and just like takes her off and she's just like, goodbye all. And they just swoop her out of Rio, you know, like
that. She gets summoned up by alien, like an alien ship. And that would be spectacular.
The Illuminati just like beams her up and she just like soars off into the air.
Oh my God.
She teleports.
Take me to the Hamptons.
I was going to say, I checked her plane that she flew down from Mexico City to Rio. And because I'm a pilot, so I can track that stuff, right? She hasn't left yet. That plane's still sitting there in Rio. So unless she flies a different plane home, or if that's her plane, or she's rented that plane. But that plane's still sitting in Rio right now.
This is the information we'd like to know. Thank you, Hunter, for providing this valuable information.
No problem.
Message us when you know she's on her way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll watch it. Yeah, I'll see if she's moving or not.
That's hilarious.
Ben, what were you going to say?
Funny. What
were you going to say?
I don't know. I'm so tired. I don't see. There are people in the chat like, oh, we stayed up watching it in Germany and the sun just came up. I'm like, girl, I'm ready for bed. How y'all do that? That is crazy. That is some love for Madonna.
Yeah.
Just stay up all night.
Because it is a late hour and we're tired folk. We're going to cut this a little short, but thank you everyone for joining us tonight. However, before we go, since Hunter's first time on the show, there's a little segment we like to call the lightning round. These answers are just meant to be quick off the top of your head, wherever you're at in your Madonna journey. Don't think too hard. Favorite Madonna song?
Probably Skin.
That's going to make these two very happy.
He went there.
Yes.
Favorite Madonna album?
Ray of Light.
Favorite Madonna remix?
I don't really know. Probably one of the remixes for What It Feels Like to Be for a Girl. I think one of them.
Above and Beyond.
One of them. That's a good song. I like that song.
Favorite Madonna music video?
probably die another day when she's fencing herself and everything and battling herself. That's pretty cool how they did that.
Favorite Madonna tour?
It's probably a tie between Rebel Heart and Sticky and Sweet. Because I love Rebel Heart because of the message, and I love Sticky and Sweet for the energy. Because that's how I felt music kind of looked to me as she's kind of coming down the catwalk. It kind of reminded me of what The Beat Goes On, the second song.
That's exactly what I thought when she was
trying. That's what I thought. I was like, that's kind of almost
a little. I was like, not telling you something new.
Yeah.
No time to lose.
I was waiting for the car to come on. Come on. Push it back.
Favorite Madonna movie?
It's tricky. Probably. Truth or Dare is a movie, right? Yeah, we can do Truth or Dare. Yeah.
Yes. That is a movie.
Yes.
Favorite Madonna look, and this can be from a music video, a tour, a photo shoot.
Oh, probably the Vogue from the halftime show, the Super Bowl halftime show when she came out. The gladiators were pushing her out. That's probably my favorite.
Yeah, that's very Queen Madonna.
Yeah. You know, it's like, here I am, look at me. Oh, yeah, that's probably my favorite.
Well, Hunter, thanks for joining us for this.
Thank you for having me.
This little chat. Thanks. And it was spontaneous because it was like, you send us that link and I'm like, as a thank you, why don't you come join us?
I just happened to stumble upon it too. Cause I was like, I looked for it the same way. I looked for the same way. I looked for like NFL games, you know, cause I live in Texas and I'm a Viking fan. So it's from Minnesota. So I'm like, come on, there's gotta be a stream somewhere. And it was a boxing match link that I found. And that's what I sent it to you guys. Cause it was still that, whatever that channel was called. I don't remember anymore,
This is the most we've ever talked about sports on this podcast.
Oh, I'm a sports sorry. Fan. I fell asleep during that part. Wow. What did I miss? As I'm relaxing in Madonna's bosoms.
Well, remember everybody, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at MLVC Podcast. If you'd like to donate to the show, we're on Venmo at MLVC Podcast, or you can smash that super thanks button on YouTube and send a donation that way. If you've not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, tick that subscribe button so you never miss a video. We are going live tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern with an in-person review from tonight's Rio show. We're going to be going live again tomorrow, the same day, later in the afternoon, when another person from Rio eventually wakes up after their all-night partying. I'll keep you posted on what time that's going to happen. But so two more celebration tour reviews, and then we are saying farewell to the celebration tour. So
then you get a vacation, and Madonna gets a vacation, and you get the kids all get to go back to school.
We all get a vacation. The suit jacket gets a vacation. It's gonna be.
It goes to the dry cleaners. Boo-boo.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's. I think I can still smell Austin, Texas on this. But everyone, thank you for joining us, Liberty, Ben. And our special guest,
thank
Hunter.
You.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you to the global audience tonight. We ended up with, at one point, we had over 400 people watching.
Oh, my God. Oh, what is everyone doing awake so late?
Well, for a lot of people, it's Sunday morning.
Yeah. They're dipping their coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're like, it's the flip, because normally when we do this and the Australians call in, they're like, it's 2 a.m. and it's 2 a.m. for us today. So. Oh, and they're posting in the chat that Guy Osiri just posted 1.6 million people in attendance.
Wow.
God, go, that's Madonna. Amazing. Let's go.
That's crazy.
Incredible. Seriously, that's amazing. Good for her.
So somebody was there with the Costco clicker.
Yeah. That's a way to go out. That's pretty amazing.
That poor intern.
Right. They've earned.
Oh my God. So ridiculous.
All right. Well, you people stay where you're at. We're going to say goodbye to our lovely audience. Good night, everyone. See you tomorrow.
See you later at the function.